It is 1st of May. I apologize for a long silence. I simply was not able to record a new podcast episode due to the heavy emotional state I found myself in. About 2 weeks ago, I found out that my mother's health had significantly deteriorated. She's a refugee living thousands of miles away from Ukraine, and the evacuation under rocket fire from Kharkiv seriously undermined her health. My mother is partially paralyzed now, and even the simplest household tasks are becoming increasingly difficult for her. Getting out of bed, getting dressed, walking to the bathroom. I'm currently gathering documents to visit her during my vacation. I hope I can make it happen. My mother's deteriorating health is not the only bad news I've had recently. A few days ago, my former colleague was killed in battle. He was a young man who, like me, volunteered to fight against the occupiers. He leaves behind a family who is now literally going through hell. Another colleague of mine became disabled while in Russian captivity. He was tortured, starved, and forced to confess to some wild crimes. In the end, he confessed to something he never did, but the torturers did not stop there. They continued to hold him in inhumane conditions. He has lost more than half of his body weight, and his internal organs are failing. And the rocket terror continues unabated. At night, the Russians launch their missiles at residential neighborhoods in Ukrainian cities. They kill children and women in their homes while they sleep. And when Russians complain on the internet that their strikes didn't take enough innocent lives, they want more dead Ukrainians. They want us all to disappear, preferably in terrible agony. And one more thing that upset me quite a lot and made it hard for me to work on this episode. I need to explain this in more detail. There is a volunteer group that helps Ukrainian soldiers, and for $100 donations, we will write any word or phrase on a shell that will be launched towards Russian positions. Some guy asked them to write "Paul is the best beetle" on the mortar shell in exchange for his donation. The artilleryman fulfilled his request and even sent a photo of the shell with the inscription as a proof. The guy posted this photo on a subreddit dedicated to the Beatles, and things escalated from there. One by one, Reddit users began to accuse this guy of heartlessness. They told him that no one should ever help in buying lethal weapons, that the killed Russians were also human beings and their lives were priceless, even if they came to take the lives of other people. They began to discuss that a true Beatles fan would never pick up a weapon and would not help someone else acquire one. And when I asked these people for advice, what should we do when tens of thousands of murderers and rapists come to our country? I asked them to provide a simple solution that would save the lives and freedom of thousands of people while excluding the use of weapons. And you know what I heard in response? Nothing. And this is frightening. A huge number of people in the West, even knowing about the existence of pure evil in the form of Putin's Russia, seeing, even if only on screen, the terrible crimes committed by this evil, believe that it is not worth helping people who are fighting against it. In this world of ideal people and pink ponies, war is something distant that can only be thought about theoretically. But I want to remind these clever people that just 15 months ago, we too lived in a world where war was distant.